And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me.
InfoWars has been a hydrogen bomb going off in the New World Order's headquarters. It's all because of the listener's support, your prayer.
God is a man. What has he got if not himself? Yes, it was my way.
We did it together, folks. The globalists are in deep crap. We did put a real compilation of our accomplishments out. That's just some stuff the crew grabbed real quick. They did a great job. Gavin McGinnis coming up. Maura Tucker on fire. Trump leading us into total destruction, no doubt about that. And the threat escalation letter will explain how we know this. You see everything I told you happening exactly as I said. This is guaranteed, 95% chance this continues where the whole world is effed. There's still time for sanity to prevail. We'll be right back on the other side in 60 seconds. Share the live feed now.
We have two new products at theallishowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results.
One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Fortunet tanto vogul era si latibus ocellis Fortu amici vogul era sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be live until 9 o'clock Central tonight. Harrison will do the war room until 6. I'm coming back in. He's welcome to stay. I know he's got little kids at home, though. And the crew, we got to get here by 9 because we got to launch the new network tomorrow, the Alex Jones Network. But I really appreciate my old colleague, Gavin McGinnis, joining us because he's one of the only other media people that's been censored as much as I have that is still banned in many places. But he is a real trailblazer. So many of the modern trends of the last 25, 30 years, he started. And he's also founded Vice Media back when it was really great and so much more. He also, just as a drinking game, started the Proud Boys that they then said was a terror group without officially saying it. And so many of his compatriots got thrown into prison. And we've seen the results of that now, and of course. We now know what we already knew. It's confirmed that the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL run all the major white supremacist organizations. We'll talk to him about that. He's unapologetically for free speech, Western civilization, the right for men to be men. And he does a very, very popular show every day or weekdays, censored.tv at Gavin _ McGinnis. And I appreciate him being here with us and helping us with his audiences. I've done with him when he got censored and relaunched because we're all in this together. We've got to work together in the culture wars. He's also pro-Israel, and I want to be 100% clear. I was brought up to be pro-Israel, but it was nuanced. My dad and mom are historians and explained that it was different camps, different groups, and obviously I've studied the Bible, and so I understood all of that. But I wasn't brought up as a Christian Zionist. I don't side with the Muslims. I don't want to blow up Israel. But Netanyahu has taken control of the White House, probably through the Epstein files. Clearly Trump's compromised and does want total war. They lied to Trump that it'd be a four-day war. Even the IDF said that was not right, but Mossad and Netanyahu did. That's all been released and admitted to. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him not to do it. Tulsi Gabbard said don't do it. Joe Kent said don't do it. Joe Kent resigned in his letter saying to get attention to this, to get Trump to course correct. That was over a month ago. We're now 62 days into this epic disaster. Energy prices, energy shortages around the world, massive shortages in fertilizer, 30% of it going through the Strait of Hormuz. Already, if they open the strait now, it would probably derail the recovery that we had to have, because we're on the verge of bankruptcy and all the actuaries having our national credit rating lowered. That's what BlackRock wants, is positions for collapse. They're very happy, want this war to continue. Just like COVID doubled the average billionaire's wealth and cut the general public's wealth in half, 69% of Americans are now paycheck to paycheck, can't pay their credit card debt. It's hard. The economy is terrible. It was starting to turn around. And it's just as all the economists told you that we had on, this was guaranteed to cause interest rates to be pushed up. Now they were going to lower them again Monday. Now they froze them. Now they say they're probably going to go up. Or inflation will skyrocket even faster. Now, for the first time ever, U.S. debt tops 100% of GDP. That's where the globalists wanted to get us. That's a banana republic. Trump to be briefed on new Iranian military options. Axios. Plan expected to be shared, but Trump is focusing on taking over part of the Strait of Hormuz to reopen it to commercial shipping. Such an operation could involve ground forces. And yes, Trump is now officially considering, the Times of London reporting, considering a plan for ground troops to seize the strait, a whole bunch of islands. Each island is highly fortified with suicidal Iranian regular military. If I went into it, it would take hours, but the Strait of Hormuz is like built as a trap. Thousands of square miles, 2,000-foot sheer cliffs, tiny beaches, dozens and dozens of large islands, hundreds of small islands, each one fortified. The Iranians have all sorts of hidden weapons, artillery in caves, missiles. And when our forces come in, the Iranians are going to have a wet dream. And you're going to see massive casualties. Yes, they're going to get wiped out as well. But they'll pop up fire, run away from the emplacement. It'll get blown up. They have 100-to-1 weapons, okay? Just like North Korea does with 100,000 pieces of artillery on the DMZ. This has been heavily war-gamed. So I wanted to go to Gavin McGinnis on this first and foremost. We'll cover a lot of topics with him. And then also get his view on The Onion. We should probably just do that up front, or we'll do Iran first. But their second attempt claiming they own it, another hoax, another fraud, blocked by a court because what they're doing is unlawful, and we're just getting started. So, Gavin from Censored.TV, I salute you as a great peer in the battle to save Western civilization. We wouldn't be here without you, so we thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. This is great.
You just heard my setup on Iran. What is your view? What is your take? What do you think we should do?
Well, it's not very popular amongst all my friends, but I'm still trusting the plan. I see this as a flex. I see this as brief shock and awe. I am confident we're going to get out of there soon, and there will be no serious casualties from American soldiers. So I'm still totally optimistic, just like with you and The Onion. I was totally optimistic it wasn't going to go through, and I was right. You got to trust the plan. You got to stay the course.
Well, you said a few months ago you get really upset if Trump committed ground troops. You're still thinking this is a bluff?
I still think it's a bluff. I hope Iran's not watching right now because I don't want to give up the game. Spoiler alert, we're going to be out of there soon, and there will be no serious casualties. We're good at war now. This isn't a quagmire like Afghanistan. This isn't going to become another Iraq. This is a subtle attempt at regime change. I'm not sure we can do it. We're doing the same in Venezuela. We're hoping we can facilitate regime change there for the betterment of the world. But we go in there, we blow some stuff up, and we leave. And we're just on the cusp of leaving Iran. Mark my words.
Well, I was concerned that Trump's success in Venezuela would lead to him getting irrational exuberance. Now we know from people in the war planning that's exactly what happened. He tells Tucker and others when they talked last time about a month ago, everything always goes my way. Don't worry, it's going to be great. And it pretty much does usually. It's just already the energy shock around the world is already put his economic recovery plan in grave danger. And that's a consensus among economists, and I agree with it. We're already seeing it. So, I mean, look, I respect you. And I said on March 1st, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Pentagon's wrong about, you know, the mullahs hanging on and closing the strait. I'm not going to cry if they got removed, but we're over 2 months in, bro.
Yeah. Well, but we still don't have massive casualties. We have that horrific accident, the collateral damage of that school, which was purposely placed next to that naval base. That's what they do. They use children as sacrifice, and then we fall for it and go, they're killing children. Remember in the Iran-Iraq war, they put plastic keys around kids' necks so they would test poison gas and mines, and then they were told they'd go to heaven with their little plastic key. They've been sacrificing children forever. So when children die, die in these wars. The solution is not to never mess with them. That's giving them what they want. It's to try to minimize the damage. And so far, besides that catastrophe, which is still being investigated, by the way, we've been pretty catastrophe-less. And look, on a global perspective, we're in a prison yard right now. I don't think the shock caller at the prison should be in petty fights every day, and I certainly don't want him warring with, you know, all of the Hispanics for his entire jail sentence. But once in a while, the main guy in the prison yard has to go and beat the crap out of one guy to show that he's running the show. And if we don't do that occasionally, then our dollar goes down, we lose the country, and we create a vacuum where someone else jumps in. So right now we're showing Islam and China and Russia that we're still the boss of the prison yard.
Oh, there's no doubt in the larger picture that's what Trump's doing. But I'm seeing signs this is accelerating BRICS and pushing countries away from us. UAE just left OPEC. Again, the Pentagon said 90% chance they don't fall for up to even a year. They will close the strait. It's already passed the law during Midnight Hammer that we did this again. They do that. Israel lied to Trump to get us into the war. And now he's talking about ground troops. So listen, I want Gavin McGinnis to be right. I want in a month or whenever it is, you to be back and do a victory lap. I really want you to be right.
I want to be right too. I mean, if I'm off, I'm one of the last people on the Trump train, and it's lonely on this thing. I got the whole cafeteria car to myself here, sitting alone, having a beer, and eating rotten sandwiches because no one's come to replenish the food here in the cafeteria car. On this, what's that movie, Snowpiercer?
Haven't seen it, but you say something here. You're being honest. That's one thing we know about Gavin. He'll tell you what he really thinks, and I respect it. Trump had a fake CNN poll, which they did just for him. 100% of MAGA support the war. Everybody I know is a Trump supporter. My whole family are Trump supporters. They are all extremely upset and worried because they're smart. I'd say 80% of the Trump supporters I know are pissed off. Now, my dad sounds just like you. He's like, listen, this is the way the world works. Trump's doing this strategically, you know, for the dollar, and you know he's got to shut this down, and they'll finally have this Arab peace deal once Iran's out of the way, which most experts agree. And so now that we're committed, we gotta win it. And I'm just, but that's my dad. In fact, he's the one Trump supporter I know that says, well, we're in it, so we got to do it. Well, I don't like a foreign power that got us roped into it and attacked a day early to make sure we did it when I know a fact Trump was holding back. I mean, does that piss you off? I don't have a hard-on for Israel. You know that. But I'm starting to get one here because I don't like any country running us.
I agree. And I hate Netanyahu. And so do a lot of Israelis. He's not popular in Israel. He's not popular with a lot of Jews. That's what a lot of these anti-Semites don't understand, is that there's nuance there. And you can get plenty of anti-Semitism, anti-Israeli propaganda from Israel, from Haaretz magazine, from the liberals in Israel, in Tel Aviv.
They're pro-Islam, exactly. So there's no. What you're saying is true. What people don't get is, I've been on there 32 years. You've been on that long as well. I've had the Nazis saying I'm an Israeli agent forever just because I don't, in general, think that Jews have secret horns under their yarmulkes or anything. And I know there's diverse groups, and it's not just one monolith. I get that. So I'm not in the Nazi camp. I'm not in the Muslim camp. And then I've literally got AIPAC saying they're going to start censoring Americans, and Jonathan Greenblatt saying we need to use the same energy of blowing people up with pagers here against opposition in America. You know, people have a right to do that. I'm really concerned about the mad dog behavior of Netanyahu.
Absolutely. I think what happened with Netanyahu is his brother got killed during that hijacking. And it just switched to
his brother was a hero. He stormed in, saved hostages, got shot in the chest.
Yeah, that permanently flicked a switch in Netanyahu's brain, and he will not be satisfied until not only is Palestine destroyed, but he wants to go after Lebanon. He wants to go after the entire Arab world, and that's obviously nuts. And no one supports that. But
all these Israeli ministers calling for a greater Israel, taking Lebanon and attacking Turkey. That's cuckoo town.
Yeah, Turkey, Jesus. But I just see this as the Hulk, you know, grabbing a car and squishing it and throwing it across the road to remind you that he's the Hulk. That doesn't mean the Hulk is a slave and we're saying, and we have Israel going, hey, Hulk, pick up that car, pick up that car, pick up that car. This is an isolated incident. I'm still there. And I think that Israel definitely was a big influence on this war, But I don't really even see it as a war. I mean, it looks bad. There's several ways to predict and cast a horrific future.
It looks like Martians blowing up people that can't defend themselves. It looks like a mean, sadistic kid with a magnifying glass pulling legs off of an insect.
Yeah, sure. But you have to show the ants who's boss once in a while. And I think we'll be out of there soon. I'm confident we will be. And, you know, not just Iran, but the Muslim world needs to know that we are in charge, because Christianity is going down in popularity. Islam is going up. And
yeah,
it's important.
I just say deport any Muslims that aren't citizens, arrest any of them, call them for sedition, wall off the damn West, and contain the cancer. I'm all for that. I'm an Islamophobe of dyed in the wool.
Well, that's not happening.
Well, every time we go blow up the Muslims, then our governments open up and bring them. You know, we have 15 times the Muslims since 2001 that we have had then. 15 times in Europe and here. 15 times.
And your state is particularly bad with like 800 mosques being built.
Yeah, I was told we're fighting them over there, it's not over here. Well, then why are they over here?
Well, I don't believe that whole notion of don't start wars or they'll come over here as refugees is garbage. They come over here no matter what. Biden invited 12 million illegals from all over the world during his tenure. Was that because we had foreign influence? No, that's just what they do. When you open the border, the rats come in. When you open the door, wildlife.
Well, the State Department financed it.
Shrubs.
The State Department financed it.
Yeah. Look, we're always going to have a problem with Islam, no matter what we do, no matter what our foreign policy is. The whole notion that we can't, you know, don't make the black kids angry, as Colin Flaherty would say, is ridiculous. They are our enemies. The Islam's entire dictum in the Quran is convert or die. So far, we've seen Iran's nuclear capability destroyed. We've seen their navy sunk to the bottom of the ocean. We're discussing taking over the Strait of Hormuz, which I think is a good subject. I want the Strait of Hormuz. I want the Gulf of America. I want the Panama Canal. I like the idea of us gently flexing our muscles and blowing up stuff.
Sure, well, let me stop you. That is in our hemisphere, gunboat diplomacy, Monroe Doctrine, Barbary War, Thomas Jefferson precedent. I said, I'm never for regime change, but I said in this case, because of China with Cuba and manipulating through Venezuela, Mexico in our elections, that it's strategic, and if it could be done, we could still be set up as a band of pigs, that I tacitly supported it. And a lot of people got mad at me. I get that. And I, you know, get what you're saying there. But the war games are clear, Gavin. The Strait of Hormuz is a gigantic honeycomb of thousands of square miles, a trap waiting. Okay? And so we go in there, it is going to be a disaster.
But haven't we already gone in there? Haven't we already flexed our muscles in there and shown that we can control it?
But we really don't. They closed it selectively. Now we closed it so they can't get out. Now they say they'll hang on 4 months. That's from Besant. It's not even from the Pentagon. You know what 4 more months of the Strait being closed can do to the economy, bro?
It would be bad. But that's the future if we don't intervene. The Houthis were regularly dominating that strait and terrorizing everyone involved. They were about to take it over. Islam is encroaching on the West. And I'm not saying that we get involved in a quagmire and die, it's not another Afghanistan. We are done with quagmires. But the best way to deal with Islam right now is the way you deal with a hyena or a stray dog. You just sort of...
Well, I agree with you. The question is, how do you do it? So I mean, here's the thing. This is energizing Islam, what's happening in Iran. It's a totally different kettle of fish than these other operations. And yes, the response to 700 years of Islamic invasion was the Crusades. We had to kick them out of half of Europe. They'd taken Spain, all of it, into Poland. They got with the Serbs. Boy, they're heroes fighting them in literally 500 wars or more. And then Clinton rewards them by blowing them up, Belgrade. But the issue here is that, yes, Islam is about conquering and about taking us over. So that's why I say when a group says we're going to conquer you and make you submit, I say screw you. I get that part. I'm just saying the Iranian situation, the reason no other president ever did this is the Pentagon experts told him don't do it, Gavin.
Yeah, well, screw the Pentagon experts. This isn't over. This is still under the category of shock and awe. This is still under the category of a way to beat back the lunatics. And if Netanyahu and Israel was the catalyst, you know, that's unfortunate. That doesn't sound very cool. But as long as we get out there, we've got 13 Americans dead, who would have been dead anyway, by the way. The Iran was already threatening these American military bases to mess with Israel. They've killed 1,000 Americans since they got into power in 1979. This is what they do. They murder Americans. They're building up nuclear warheads. So, I mean, I don't really care what the catalyst was. It's good in the prison yard to knock out the guy causing trouble and then leave it alone and go back to your cell. So, you know, I want to be right. I don't want you to be right. But if he does, if this does lead to hundreds of our boys going over there and getting murdered by terrorists like they were in Afghanistan, like they were in Iraq, then I'm off the Trump train. But I'm still hanging on by a thread.
Well, back to this point, we'll shift gears into a bunch of other really key stories. I got a bunch of them. You're saying the majority of Trump supporters you know are really pissed off and upset a lot about the Trump train. What's that going to do the midterms? The numbers show disaster. What about that?
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Well, I hope if he's out before the midterms, though, this could be good. But yeah, my wife is off the Trump train, and it took me a long time to red pill her. I had to cover it in sweets and put it in red wine so she didn't know she was taking it. And my son, my 13-year-old, he's a big Jesus guy. He's very Christian. He's really into Jesus, and he was mortified by that tweet that Trump put out. So he's done a great job of ostracizing all of his allies. He lost you and Tucker, but I'm the only one left. And I think I want to gloat. I want to be like Tim Heidecker and Ben Collins and go, ha ha, I was right. I'm taking over. But it's dumb to gloat before you're successful. So I ain't gloating yet.
Yeah, it reminds me of all these races where the person thinks they won, so they slow down and somebody just shoots right past them.
That's, dude, the number one rule of business, and I've said this back before I started Vice Media, you don't celebrate until you go to Chase Bank, you check your balance, and you see that it's increased to the number they said they were going to give you. And only you can take that money out because only you have the PIN. Now it's time to celebrate. You don't go gloating around doing a press tour talking about how InfoWars is going to be about trans comedy and Ben Collins is doing interviews where he says, what I learned from this is that a real man is someone who keeps fighting and then eventually wins. Like, you're already calling yourself a real man, and apparently you hadn't won and you don't own InfoWars. Forgive me for asking this stupid question. I know it's your show, but why are you leaving? Didn't they lose?
Say that again.
Why are you leaving the InfoWars studio and going to the... Why is this the end? Why is this the last
show? Yeah, that's a good
question.
They just popped my ear to tell me something when you were saying that. I was asking for another Topo Chico, and they were telling me they're getting it. To explain that...
Why leave? Didn't you win? Why are you leaving the InfoWars?
Well, let me explain. They couldn't get the federal courts to take it because everything they filed is lies, and they did a fake auction and got caught with the onion and all that, and another attempt to shut us down before that. Been totally insane. So we've been kicked out of the building twice. They cut the internet off. So when you're in bankruptcy, the receiver in the state court's what it's called, and the trustee in a federal court, they're not here, but they are in control of the accounts, okay? And so they turn the internet off. So they told us tonight at midnight they're sending private security in here. Well, when we come back, I'll explain it. And so they're kicking us out of the building. They don't even have a court order. Now, that's been stayed. So we could stay, except they're turning the internet off. So that's how it works. We'll be right back. I'll explain more. Good question. Hands down, this is the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. And it just so happens Bigly lined us up for this week with all these products that just came in a month ago. And so it's fitting that at the closing of the original InfoWars, we're doing this blowout. So I looked at the sale yesterday that they were set up. I said, this is the biggest sale ever. I said, you got to call it, you know, the Last Stand InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. And so this is hands down the biggest ever. This happens every month where there's a one-week period where you can win both of the cars in the sweepstakes, the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, $20,000 cash. Every order, every dollar spent, you put in 100 times. That's only the last week. That goes till next Friday to win these. And most people that win do it in the last week. Just a little tip. We're also giving you free $10 to use on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. That offer ends tonight. Free InfoWars dog tag. It's a cool InfoWars limited edition dog tag. There's only 3,000 of these, but the next 3,000 orders get one thrown in free. And I got some methylene blue on that, sorry. But if you look right here, overhead shot, you see InfoWars with the Betsy Ross flag. And on the back, stained by methylene blue, you are the resistance. So it's a cool little memento that's thrown in as well. But then it just gets even more crazy. There's a pre-sale. Because you're coming in a few weeks, but when we, for any InfoWars items, you got to get them in the next 4 days. Silver round and Faraday bag, just like the last Faraday bag that sold out in 3 days. It's the same Faraday bag, but it has the Punisher on it, saying resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That is a huge value. And you get a limited edition InfoWars silver round coin with it for $249. These bags sell in stores for $400, $500 all day. Protects all your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. So that is so essential. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. You are the resistance. And the limited edition final InfoWars coin. That is an amazing deal. And VIPs get it even at a lower price. And then InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products. We'll still be battling them in court, but I'd say about a 90% chance that's the end of the original InfoWars. Logos, T-shirts, ball caps, all of it. The InfoWar is eternal and continues on, but InfoWars.com, that incarnation, will be seized by the bad guys, the Bloomberg-funded, vowed Satanist over at The Onion. So take advantage of that. Get all the T-shirts, ball caps, everything right now. And there's other big sales on the incredible methylene blue, bovine colostrum, methylene red, and everything else. But now is the time, a major fundraiser. And this is only running through Thursday night at midnight. And then one more day, you can be put in to win both the vehicles on Friday. So there's a lot of overlapping sales here. The $10 at checkout automatically taken off your bill. That's been running since last Thursday. That ends tonight. There's a whole bunch of sales, new sales being added every day. So be sure and check the alexjonesstore.com. And right there on the main page, you can also watch and listen to the show and find the show at thealexjonesstore.com. So that is a one-stop shop jump point in the fight against the globalists. So take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com is the reason we fought through all this and never surrendered, leaving it all in the field. And we're going to be doing reviews of the great history of InfoWars, incredible victories we've had together coming out in the next few days. But this is a victory, not a time of sorrow. We have wrecked the enemy, and we've just got it started. We'll be right back. Now go to thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
CIA, the FBI, it's all been declassified. Got orders from Obama and Hillary, shut him down. I started when Trump won the election. They were already after me before. That's been declassified. And so they just made up that I did all those terrible things and had show trials where I was already guilty and $1.5 billion fake judgments. And then once I started going through all the other courts, they wanted to use bankruptcy to claim that all this hidden money and I was a criminal. So they had four outside accounting firms come in. huge amounts of money and find nothing was a lie, nothing was corrupt, nothing was bad. And then they said, we'll settle with us. And then more money than I ever made, we said we'd settle. But I told my lawyers they're going to refuse it. Come back and say, well, we want you to control your speech. We want to meet with you. We want you to basically work for us. I'd already gotten those messages before from up the chain above them before the suits. I said, no. So then they went into the federal courts and didn't want it to be sold at auction like it's supposed to, because good guys were going to buy it and keep us on air. So they just kept refusing money, even though they've gotten about $10 million out of the estate so far. So you see them in the news saying they never got any money. That's not true. And then remember they asked in Connecticut, they said, well, $1.5 billion is not enough. We want $2.76 trillion. I've never had $10 million in the bank. As if I have the GDP of India. And if you think I'm joking, just type in Sandy Hook families. It's always the families. No, it's big PR firms, charities, Bloomberg, gun control groups. I mean, that's why Bloomberg's funding the Onion. It's the Democrats. And so the Onion had its fake auction, got caught. The judge shut it down. So now they went back to the state court where they did one of the show trials. And she put a receiver in a year and a half ago. He committed suicide, but his wife left him. I never met the guy. A new one comes in. But because we're on appeal and it's all held up and they're getting deposed, there was a criminal investigation going on of them by the DOJ of itself. With Ed Martin, they just backed off and wouldn't talk and just everything stopped. Now, as soon as they learned that Ed Martin got removed from that position and that stopped by Todd Blanche, they came back in and 3 months ago said, you're not buying new product. You're not getting paid anything, even for legal. Nothing. And then they started saying, we're not going to pay for the internet. We're not going to pay for the satellite feed, any of it anymore, even though there's plenty of money. And so about a month ago, I said, looks like we'll shut down May 1st because we're going to get kicked out of the building, basically. And that's May Day. And then they announced a few weeks ago, oh, the Onion bought it. They have it. It's theirs. It wasn't even true. No court hearings, no paperwork. And so they're going to come in and get it. And we're like, well, that hasn't even been in court yet. So we went and filed an injunction and showed all their lies. And it's also an appeal. You're not supposed to do that. And there's a stay that they're trying to violate. So this is all just cut and dry. Like I said days ago, we have to win this or there's no constitution. I mean, this is just insane. And so that happened last night. They put a total stay on everything for months and months. But it doesn't matter. The receiver is turning everything off. Then they're in the news saying, we need the Onion to take over an emergency motion to the Texas Supreme Court or we'll lose the value of the company, when they've never wanted money. They want me off the air and have said that's their mission everywhere. So, Gavin, I don't mean to take your time up, but you asked a question. There's your answer.
Okay, so it's bureaucracy. It's all semantics then that you have to leave. You know, I was just talking about you to Glenn Beck. I did Glenn Beck's show in the city. He's in New York City right now. And he's a very moderate conservative. And I said, so all of this 2.7 trillion, I think I accidentally said 27 trillion, but this 2.7 trillion is about allegedly getting a story wrong 15 years ago. And he said, well, he didn't just get the story wrong. And I go, he didn't terrorize anyone. He didn't encourage violence. And Glenn, so this is like the most mainstream conservative, normal American, Midwesterner kind of guy. And he says, but the fines, I mean, any kind of fine, it goes against our Constitution. It's not what this country was built on. You get punished for getting a story allegedly wrong. That's not how we work. And then I said that back to him. I said, I think it's on air, too. I'll send you the link when it comes out.
Thanks.
But I said, okay, then it's across the board. Then the Russian dossier gets a fine. Then the weapons of mass destruction gets a fine. Every story that is inaccurate gets a fine. If you edit a Kamala Harris interview wrong, that's a mess. Is that what we're doing now? And they're all in the trillions? Is that the deal? Because the media wouldn't last an afternoon if they were fined every time they were wrong. It's completely impossible, that business model. So it's not about that. It's about silencing. That's what they do. And the more influential you are, the more you have to be punished. Like Russell Brand, for example. I think he's totally innocent. He's got all these girls that say he sexually assaulted him. This happened right after he was against the vaccine. All of a sudden, he's a serial rapist out of nowhere. And the problem with that is when there's like four or five girls saying that you were untowards, you're going to jail. So Russell Brand is facing prison, and I think it's because he appeals to young people. And that's the worst thing you can be. Like Victor Davis Hanson, Victor David Hanson, Victor Davis, yeah. I forget his name. a historian. I'm reading his book, Carnage and Culture, right now. He's a fascinating guy. He's actually pro-Iran war right now. But he's a very intelligent guy. He's very old, and he's not sexy to young people. No one has a Victor Hansen T-shirt. So the left is not going to stifle him. They're not going to destroy him. But Tucker, you, me, Russell Brand, Tommy Robinson, anyone that young people listen to has got to go, because the future of the DNC is brainwashing young people. They did a great job of it from kindergarten to college. And if we have the ears of the youth, then we have to be silenced.
I totally agree with you. I want to get into last Saturday, already seems like 100 years ago, with the shooter. He sends a manifesto to the family. They call the police. 10 minutes before it happens, he runs through the metal detectors. They tackle him. He shoots one Secret Service agent. I come out and say, there are a lot of violent leftists. This probably is real. I get called an Israeli operative for that. But now they've got all the photos. White House Correspondents' Dinner, shooter took hotel room selfies before failed assassination attempt. Federal docs show. We'll put the HD of that up if we can. I mean, this guy is so condescending in his manifesto, so arrogant. And then we're just supposed to out of hand believe it's not real. I question things. A lot of stuff turns out to be staged. But now this default thing that the left isn't involved in violence, well, I'll assure you they are. I've been attacked by them, Gavin.
Well, let's sue them then. You know, if they're wrong about an attack, they deserve to be sued to the tune of $2.7 trillion. That's the way things work now. You know what I've been screaming all week on Piers Morgan, Glenn Beck? Their bad guys are not like our bad guys. And they're not our bad guys. That when you shoot up the Christ Church, you're not a right-wing conservative who went too far. You're a lunatic. We have nothing in common with someone who goes to a synagogue and kills Jews. We have nothing in common with a guy who goes to a grocery store and shoots blacks because they're black, or shoots Hispanics because there's too many Hispanics in the country. That's not our philosophy exaggerated. That's a new philosophy. And you might as well argue that, you know, the synagogue shooters are National Socialists. They have more in common with Democrat Socialists. So we have nothing to do with those guys. And I hate that they get lumped in with quote unquote right wing violence. There's been maybe two or three attacks in the past 10 years that you could genuinely attribute to right wingers. Conversely, the likes of Cole Allen, say it's what you see on TikTok, it's what you see on NPR, it's what you see on MS Now.
Yeah, they're everywhere calling for violence, but then when one of them does it, oh no, it's not us, it's staged.
Go to a rally, go to an anti-Trump rally, a No Kings rally. What do they say? Pedophile, rapist. Those are that's punch a Nazi is out of fashion now. They realize that they diluted the term too much. Nazi's not a thing anymore. So they're on to pedophile. 100% of liberals, moderate, radical, they all say the same thing. Pedophile, rapist. He's in the Epstein files. He was raping little girls. And the reason they say that is because it's most likely to lead to murder. And the reason they want to murder you and me and Trump is because they don't have the courage of their convictions. They're incapable of debate. They're incapable of arguing. They're communists. And what do communists do? They purge. They murder all of their opponents.
Well, look at how three people beat up Savannah Hernandez. And while they're punching her, they say, you're attacking me. You're attacking me. And then they call the police on her. They've all now been indicted by a federal grand jury. So that's good.
Like, it's a divorce. We cannot work with these people. They're homicidal maniacs. It's time to have a quiet civil war where we resegregate, but it's not based on race. It's based on the lunatics. You got California. You got New York State. We're taking the rest. We got Florida. We got Texas. Texas can deal with the Muslims. You can have New York. You can have Baltimore and Chicago. We're taking the rest of the country back. We got Orlando. We got Houston and Dallas. That's the way it's got to be. No reason for bodies to pile up. You know, you don't murder your wife when you're getting divorced. You just sign the paperwork. And that's where we're at. I'm totally done with these people. And now I want them to identify themselves. Like, you're arguing with someone, they mentioned the Klan. Oh, good. You're one of them. I can stop talking to you. Bye. Leave. We're not discussing anything. I've actually got a thing coming up. I think it's May 7th. And it's this MAGA debate, right on right. And I think I'm debating Owen Schroyer. about Trump, where I'm pro-Trump, he's anti-Trump. I couldn't be looking forward to it more. I am so done talking to the left with their stupid ad hominem attacks. Whereas someone like Owen, who I consider a friend, we'd both be trying to get to the truth. If he wins, that's great. Now I'm smarter. You know what I mean? I've learned more information. It's not this sort of vindictive, malicious, these arguments full of lies. I'm totally done talking to the left-wing media, debating guys like Destiny, who just make up facts and talk about murder all the time and how conservatives need to be killed. I only want to talk to my friends about the disagreements we have.
Yeah, people that legitimately, from a real perspective, have a different opinion. That's what it's all about. And we don't have to hate each other because we disagree on some points. But
it's the courage of their convictions that they need.
Since you mentioned the KKK is coming to get us and all this stuff, how big is it, the indictment of the Southern Poverty Law Center running all the major white supremacist groups? You know, obviously, running Unite the Right at Charlottesville. The Southern Poverty Law Center backed a lawsuit out of Georgetown against me that they dropped at trial time, but still cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars, for saying they stayed in Charlottesville, which now 100% they did.
Yeah, well, we're finding out everything that they did, right? And now my lawsuit with them, which I'm $280,000 down on.
Oh, I forgot. Of course, you sued them. Yeah.
I'm still suing them. So I fundraised $250,000. I'm down $30,000 of my own. And it's my lawsuit is tortious interference. So you called me a Nazi. You called the Proud Boys Nazis. And you went beyond the pale. You didn't just criticize me. You created a character. Now, this definitely helps my case. It's been dismissed and reapplied and dismissed and reapplied. We're on like our fourth reapplication, whatever it's called. And this definitely helps us. But the thing that drives me nuts about the less reaction to this SPLC thing is they go, they were just getting information. That's normal. You know, the FBI does that. You get CIs, confidential informants. No, that's a lie. They were paying not for information, but for agitation. They were like the National Alliance. That's a Nazi group, white supremacist group that was dead in the water. It was over. They paid them $270,000 to come back. Is that information? And the other thing I keep screaming about is if you go to the SPLC site, they look up the Proud Boys or something, there's no inside information. They don't talk about like what goes on at meetups and the dialogue when they do what they call church, where they do their rituals. That's not in there. So they don't have any information. What all the SPLC site was was a compendium of allegations that are readily available all over Google. It was just a bunch of fat chicks sitting on their asses and Googling hate groups and putting it together with some fancy graphic design. So that's not information. That's not a scoop. You were clearly building up hate so you could finance something. And the way to think of them is not even evil. They're not immoral. They're amoral. They're robots. And they realize that having a picture of a white guy punching a black guy is big bucks. And so
while the very same media covers up 20-1 black on white crime, but above it, it's worse than amoral. You saw on Potok, one of their head guys, Wall, his graph celebrating the decline of white people. They really hate white people in the West. There is a fundamental thing there. Why is that?
Well, I could push a robot analogy into that. So Mark Potok just notices that as the white population goes down, he can push this narrative that white people are racist because they're scared of their population going down. So he has it on the wall because it sells. You know, they are a $1 billion corporation. They started as a fundraising corporation that ripped off Martin Luther King donors. And they had the Michael Donald lynching in 1981, where an innocent black man was lynched. And they used that horrific photo of him to raise $30 million. They keep raising money with horrible photographs because that is their business model. They are Fear Co. And they scare old rich people into donating money. And it works. They say they're worth $800 million. They've got accounts in the Cayman Islands. They're well beyond $1 billion. And so, you know, if you were a robot and you had no feelings, no emotions, you'd go, these pictures make me tons of money. Get more pictures. Get tiki torches going. And the DNC's in bed with them. How many times did Biden talk about the bulging veins of the tiki torch characters? Like, it was good for the DNC.
Oh, they're running the whole thing. It turned out Obama with Trayvon Martin and all that race stuff was the Justice Department.
Yeah, it's good business for them to lie. And you know what it does? It's an attack on the American psyche. It convinces us that, look, blacks are in chains and we live in a horrible racist society when the opposite is true. You know, they go through white male conservatives with a fine-tooth comb trying to find examples of, like, a swear word or a rude quote. On Piers this week, he was bringing up rude things I said, like, in 2002. So they go through our behavior with a fine-tooth comb and over-punish us to the tune of $2.7 trillion and shutting down the studio. Meanwhile, all the hate is everywhere else. All the hate is the Marxists. It's the Muslim refugees. It's the you know, you want to find homophobia, go check in the Arab world. We are the most egalitarian culture demographic in the world, and we're constantly criticized for the opposite. It's opposite day.
It really is. So what comes after Trump? Because he's definitely changed. He's definitely helping lose the midterms. Do you believe he should course correct, separate from the Iran thing? Because there's a lot of his rhetoric that, and let me ask this question. Why do you think, or do you think Trump changed, and why?
I think after the Iran thing, which is coming up, Trump refocuses on borders. I also think we're getting at least 4 years of J.D. Vance, maybe Donald Trump Jr. I think we have three more terms of Republican rule, and we're being pretty slow with immigration, the wall, but, you know, net immigration's legal immigration's down to zero. So, you know, it's a country of 340 million people. It's a big beast. And as things get rolling, it takes a while to get rolling, as de Tocqueville said in Democracy in America, whatever that book was called. And we're slowly getting there. It won't be done in Trump's time, but he's definitely getting things rolling. And the other thing is, you know, Fuentes is talking about voting for whoever is a Democrat in order to punish Trump. They don't have anyone. And it's a sobering moment to step back and go, I know we're upset with Trump. I know we're upset with the Republicans. But remember that the options are Eric Swalwell, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It was Joe Biden. It's now Kamala Harris. It's Pete Buttigieg. It's the Squad. It's Ilhan Omar. It's absolute brain-dead losers that will happily destroy this country. I mean, the 12 million illegals that Biden bought in will take at least 10 years to recover from. So the damage that the left can do will blow minds. So let's not be spoiled brats and bitch about every mistake the right makes.
Oh, that's my quandary is I want to be critical of Trump when he starts going the wrong direction because I want to get maximum results. But we also need to understand that the Democrats are the ones that secretly run the white supremacy groups, that want to cut our sons' penises off, that, you know, Mondami, that want to bankrupt the government on purpose. I mean, they are cancer, absolute cancer.
Yeah. Look at what Biden's done. Look at Gavin Newsom. That's their star, their winner, their prodigal son, their top guy, LeBron James, is Gavin Newsom, who has single-handedly destroyed. I mean, you could argue that California is the most successful and beautiful country in the world, if it was a country. I mean, it's perfect. From Big Sur and the redwoods in the north to the beaches. I mean, I don't think God could make a better state. Sorry to be blasphemous, but you know what I mean. And he managed to destroy that and turn it into tent cities with feces and corruption.
When I was a kid, we used to go out to California. I loved going on trips there from the top of the state, you know, down to L.A. Everything was cool. The weather, the mountains, the beaches, just it's gorgeous. And now I've been all over the state, and it's like its soul has been sucked out. It's a hellhole, and it's so sad when you look at the people, black, white, doesn't matter. They look like shuffling zombies. Like whatever the spirit of California is, isn't what it wasn't the Beach Boys anymore. I mean, what happened to California?
Socialism happened in California. Socialism, there's no limit to what it can do, to what it can destroy. What do they say? The devil will give you what you want. I mean, Mao killed 80 million of his own people with the whole promise of a Wakanda, a worker's playtime. And that's what they do. I don't see any difference between communism and the devil. It's the exact same thing. And they can destroy America. Now, this is getting to the point where you can't save parts of America. That's what I was saying earlier. So it's time to cut off the malignant tumors and say goodbye to California and New York State, my own city here that I'm in
right
now.
What do we do, build a wall?
Sort of. I mean, you give them the state. It's a blue state. It's a blue city.
You're saying, though, that you triage it and just you don't even talk to them. You just shun them.
Well, you know, you put the dental floss around the wart and prevent the blood getting in there. You know, I was talking about this with Glenn Beck an hour ago, and he said, I don't want to fund California. And I go, yes, I agree, but let's isolate it first, and then hopefully we can cut it off. Because, you know, you just got to – I'm a deals guy like Trump. You got to cut your losses. We're not saving
America.
Well,
it can also be liberated. It's really red. I mean, it's the same. I mean, it's election fraud. That's how they stand. And gerrymandering. It was a good Supreme Court ruling, at least to start.
Yeah, well, maybe we can chop the top of Northern California. Maybe they can have a Northern California, Southern California revolution. I don't know. But it's time to start, like, parsing this out now. I'm done talking to these people. They talk about the Ku Klux Klan all the time. They call our president a pedophile. You can't work
well,
with them.
Well, you know, if they could pass a resolution or have groups secede, you could gerrymander California off of, you know, what's going to be conservative, what's going to be liberal. You know, in a decade, it'd be the difference between North and South Korea.
Absolutely. And you know what the irony is? Liberals want this too. And they seem to think that they will be thriving in a matter of years with free health care and all this fantastic stuff. And I'm like, this experiment has been done. It's called
Yeah,
Portland.
In Cuba, everybody has free health care. And when your knee goes out, they give you a crutch. And when your eyes go out, you get some old glasses. You don't get cataract surgery. They can't even get dewormer there. I mean, it's literally the communism. Everything's free, but there's nothing on the store shelves.
It goes against God. You know the invisible hand, that the pencil, that Milton Friedman essay where he says how incredible it is that you get a pencil with the graphite in it and the copper and the eraser, and they're all from different parts of the world, and then it's brought to you for 89 cents. That is God. That is nature. That's the free market, nature, meritocracy. They're all the same thing. And when you say, I'm going to make my own pencils here from top to bottom, and they'll be cheaper. No, they won't. They'll be more expensive, Mem Danny. Your free grocery stores will be more expensive. And when you say, I'm going to decide who eats, like Stalin did with Holodomor, you are playing God.
Yeah, and the communists always take control of the food. And so the crime's so bad because we won't let the police arrest anybody. So now Chicago, New York, we're going to have grocery stores with basically free food, just like he said, free buses, then he increased the bus prices.
It's the way you talk when you're 10 years old. You want everyone to get free groceries and a free bus ride. It sounds good. But my daddy, I mean, his family was extradited from Uganda by Idi Amin because they were too successful. Just like the rich in Cuba were extradited by Fidel Castro.
Yeah, but I know you got to go. But I want to just come back for like 3 minutes and ask you one final question. But another special guest in the studio. Stay with us. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexandstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.